On this podcast, I interview widows and widowers about the memories of their dating that led to marriage, how he proposed or she proposed, I don't know, and how their vows were lived till the very end. So their marriages have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and that's one thing we kind of forget about, and I feel like there's so much wisdom to learn from it. And if my mom had moved on and dated someone else or married someone else, I feel like the story of my dad would have been forgotten. I wouldn't forget it because he's my dad, but I feel like it makes people so uncomfortable. So I want to have these uncomfortable conversations and to just remember their love story. I feel like it's beautiful. So anyways, like anything in life, everything makes better in hindsight. So without further ado, let's go back in time with Terry Love.
These days I retired from teaching a year ago June, and it's been wonderful, giving me lots of flexibility to visit grandkids. Growing up, I moved around quite a bit. This leads into another question about what my idea of marriage was. My parents were divorced, and I lived with my mother and visited my father on vacations. But my mother, I always say the grass was always greener for her, so we moved around a lot. Mostly in Southern California.
I didn't know that. How often would you say?
Oh, golly. I think I counted up once. I was probably in 13 schools by the time I graduated from high school.
Whoa, you beat me. I did 9.
It was painful, that part of it. I'm not a person who likes change, or it takes me a while to get used to it. So moving from school to school was a challenge. My mom was always just looking for the next best place.
So then when you move schools, was that like moving different counties?
It frequently was. I spent a lot of time in the Los Angeles County. We moved up to Northern California at one point. We ended up in Riverside County, which is where I live now.
Oh, so it was really hard to like even keep up with friends and call them up because you're completely different, like not even down the street.
It was. It was. Fortunately, I always say I was a good student, so I was able to keep up with school for the most part, but it was hard to move.
Is that how you knew you wanted to be a teacher, through all the moving and being able to keep up?
I don't think through the moving. My father was a teacher and different family members. And when I was in college, I initially wasn't planning on being a teacher. It was after I graduated from college and had worked at different jobs, basically minimum wage jobs, which some were fun, but they were minimum wage. I decided to go into teaching, especially when I started thinking about having kids. I wanted to have that vacation time and that schedule with my children. So,
to have that time with it.
It was so wonderful having the schedules matching.
As a kid, what was your first idea of what marriage was like?
It was scary in a lot of ways because my parents were divorced, and they got divorced in a time when divorce was not as prevalent. So there was a little bit of a stigma being with a single parent. And then there were times when my mom would be at work and childcare for her was a struggle. And then sometimes when she wasn't working financially, it was always a struggle. Although my dad, you know, did send what he was supposed to with child support. And he was very supportive that way. It's tough growing up in a divorced household.
How old were you when parents got divorced? And like what era?
I believe I was probably about 3. My sister was a newborn. They had separated when my mother had my sister. She was expecting her when my parents separated.
No.
So I was young. Again, I saw my dad on vacations, mm-hmm. the '60s and seventies.
Was there like anything that you watched on TV that also gave you an idea of what marriage?
You know, back then we had the shows with the mom and dad. I used to watch a lot of TV. I don't know if I got ideas of marriage from that. I did have family members who had very strong marriages. I was very close to my grandparents growing up. They were a huge support. This was my mother's mom and my mother's stepfather, but they were my grandparents. I grew up with them and I was close to them. I spent a lot of time with them over at their house or going camping with them, or they were very supportive. So I had that strong influence with my grandparents and my aunts and uncles. So I did have role models of strong marriages.
I grew up my grandwell because my parents were teenage had me, so they were always working or not. And so I just saw that. And then because my grandparents immigrated, there was a lot of people in the household, got my aunts, my uncles, everybody, and they have their significant other there as well. And so watching that grow up, and I don't know, it was interesting. I had options. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
How did you know that marriage was something you wanted in your life?
I don't know. As a girl, we tend to fantasize about what it'd be like and even romanticize it. And for me, kids were a big draw. I always loved kids. I always enjoyed being around them. Even when, you know, I was a teenager, I liked taking care of kids. I babysat a lot. So I knew I wanted to be married. And I knew that for my children, I wanted them to have a dad and a mom in the household, because that was something I didn't have. So I think for me, more so than the marriage part, it was the I wanted to be married and have kids part.
Yeah. No, yeah, I totally get that, love the heart. Like, for me, it was like, if you want to be in love, a relationship was automatically tied to, for me, growing up.
Yes.
Like, that was.
And actually, a little bit of a tangent, I never really enjoyed dating for the sake of dating. I wanted to be in a relationship that was going somewhere. Dating was not fun for me. I wanted to be in a committed married relationship.
Your goal, you're like, I need a husband. If you're not husband material, or if you don't want a marriage, next.
Pretty much. Yes.
Oh, I love that. I think, yeah, I pretty much did the same. Like, once I knew something wasn't going to work, I'm like, I ended the relationship. I don't think a guy has ever broken up with me. I've broken up with him. At least that's why I break up with a guy. Like, I don't want to waste his time, and I don't want him to waste my time. Like, you know, we're both looking for someone. So it's just like, it makes no sense to, you know, pursue something that's not going anywhere.
Yes, that was my attitude. So, yes.
How did you and your husband first meet?
He was a friend of the family. I actually met him through my sister. What? She is good friends with my now sister-in-law. They were in the same grade, and this was the older brother in the family. So I met him when he was hanging out with my sister one day, and he caught my eye right away.
Oh,
so he was a friend of the family.
So, like, yeah, kinda. Day one, you just like, whoa, he's cute.
Yes. I was interested. We didn't get together right away because I was living in another town at the time. I had to go back into our hometown and made sure I tracked him down.
I tracked him down. This is like pre-internet, before Facebook stalking.
I know. Let's not use that word, but it kind of was. No. We actually started dating at his sister's wedding. So that's when we met again. His sister, who was good friends with my sister was actually in that wedding, was getting married, and we met at the wedding, or we met in terms of starting our dating relationship.
That's a great setting to meet again, because you're dressed up to like their best. Was he wearing like a tuxedo or a suit?
Actually, no, he was dressed a little casually and on a collared shirt, but he was a little more casual than I was. I was dressed up, and I think I caught his eye at that point.
I can just visualize that.
He saw me across the room. So
beelined it to you.
Yes. Just in time as I was getting ready to leave. It took him a
Do you remember the first thing he said to you there?
Golly. I do. We talked a little bit, and then he wanted me to see his new stereo, which sounds like a cheesy line.
Yeah.
But he really did want me to see his stereo. He was very into music. In those days, we just had the albums, you know, the vinyl records, and he wanted to see it.
I'm a little...
Before the weekend was over, I did go over and look at his stereo.
But that's kind of romantic, because, like, you're meeting over music.
Yes. And... Well, we didn't play it much. He just showed it to me, and then later on, I got to hear a lot of it. But yes.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. Was he nervous? Was he, like, breathing weird and...
No, I don't think so. After that, after we met again at the wedding, we started spending a lot of time together. I was living out of town, and within 3 months, I moved back to my hometown, be near him.
Oh, what is it that you like about him when you guys are together?
He became my best friend. He was easy to talk to. I enjoyed his company. He exposed me to some things, such as his interest in cars that I hadn't spent a lot of time around, We spent a lot of time camping, which I had done some camping growing up, but we went camping together.
Oh, where'd you guys go camping?
Oh, goodness. Even after we had kids, we spent a lot of time camping. Like, as a teacher, I had summers off, so we spent our summers up in Montana. We spent a lot of time when my kids were growing up camping in Montana.
Aww.
Some a little bit in California, but mostly out of state.
So adventures together.
Yes, we had adventures, and we liked doing just everyday things too. We'd go to the show, or we'd rent VHS tapes in those days.
Hollywood Video and...
Oh, yes, we had video stores, which were just becoming in vogue. So, no, but even just doing the everyday things, going and sharing yogurt together, you know, frozen yogurt, and just hanging out, cruising. We drive around together, going, you know, spending time at families, you know, at the house of family members.
Aww.
He was my best friend.
Yeah. So would you say that you went on a lot of preliminary dates or like hangouts before you guys became official?
I'd say once we started, we went on, you know, our initial date, we went out to breakfast together, I think. And then after that, we just started spending a lot of time together. When I was out of town, he drove down to see me for the weekend until I finally moved back to my hometown where he lived. And we just...
Whoa. How long was he commuting for to see you?
About 3 months. And then I moved back to my hometown.
No, like what was the driving?
Oh, goodness. 80 miles, I'd say. It was a distance.
That's hard. Longer than the commute I do to LA.
It was hard.
3 months. Oh man, he liked you.
Yes. And we talked a lot on the phone. And in those days, and this will date me, those days we had to pay long distance fees. It's not like now where we have phone calls. So we talked a lot on the phone and ran up some phone bills.
Oh my God.
So flash to the past.
How did he, you know, and you guys had the cords. There were no cordless. So you had to hold that receiver to your face.
Yes.
Not even headsets either. So you got your arm workout right there.
Yes.
How did he ask you out?
He just asked if we wanted to go to breakfast the next day. It was the day after the wedding. He wanted to know if we wanted to go out for breakfast. So we went out to breakfast.
Oh, where'd you guys go?
Up in the mountains. I live a restaurant up in the mountains, and it was on a patio area.
Oh man, that sounds romantic.
It was beautiful.